here at the firing line. It's Friday the 24th of February, and Michelle has a lot of questions here. We'll try to be succinct and try to answer your questions and protocols. Go ahead.
Hey, hi. Wonderful to be here.
Any announcements? By the way, we've had an awful lot of emails. I mean, I've been going through consults.
How many words did I just give? I said, hey, hi, wonderful to be here.
Right. I was just waiting.
I'm not done.
I'm going to just go ahead.
Yeah. I want to thank everyone for listening, and I want to remind you that of our orders, of course. Everything's about orders, orders, orders. And I'd like to, a few people, I think you feel like maybe you have to order online, but you don't. We're here every Monday to Friday, 9 to 4, at 888-212-8871, and we'd love to have you call and help you, because right now, Vitamin Mineral Max is on sale.
But if they call after hours, too, they can order as well, right? And you'll just leave a message.
Oh, yeah. 120 capsules on sale, free shipping.
Yeah.
7% off and free shipping. So you can't go wrong with that one. And the front page is full of our specials, the Nutru Silver and some other things. But I want to get that in before I get into look at this, Bill. I have a lot today. A lot of questions.
Go ahead.
Oh, good. So you're going to let me go right off the bat?
Yeah, I have one announcement. I'll wait until you give me a break.
Okay, go ahead.
Is the Wednesday I did a huge review of many of the wellness condition protocols, and I put it in a video, and I'm going to do that at least once or twice a week to review the last week or so's protocols that I've given as consults, so people get an idea of the complex nature. And I'll try not to overwhelm people, which I tend to do, by giving them a core of three or four things, and then if they need to in advance. But I usually, and these are oftentimes people just have emailed us. They haven't sent a consult because they're not sending me medical records. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, this is what you do to start with. They should not expect that they're going to be cured in a month by taking two or three things out of a protocol that might require more and more advanced technology, like a lumen photon or hyperbaric oxygen, if they get something real serious. But they should notice a significant improvement, because if we have something like your bones and you take bone generator and micelle D3 alone and collagen max, those three things, 85 to 90% of people are going to have dramatic changes. Like in 3 weeks after taking them, the products in your urine of collagen where your bones are being broken down should disappear. Mm-hmm. And if you need to do that test, I can tell you how to do it. You can order it yourself and the kit can come. It's just a urine test. So we're here for you. And all those email requests and consults are all free. So you don't have to be a customer. I expect, though, that once you get our my recommendations, you are, number one, are exclusively a customer of NutraMedical. You don't wander around or go and try to get, you know, Life Extension or go on Amazon or Vitacost, whatever, because you're going to get inferior products that are not going to do the same, and don't expect me to give you an opinion by taking garbage from other places. It's not going to work.
So was that your announcement?
Yes.
All done. Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
I'm done.
Unless you're wrapping your
I'm
hands.
Done.
He's putting his hands together like this. Like,
yeah, I'm done.
You're done.
Okay.
Well, I am going to start my day, because last week I forgot Belinda, my dear friend and soulmate. She's a ballet dancer, now an instructor in New York, of all places, of course, New York, New York. She has a beautiful apartment overlooking Central Park. I shouldn't say too much more. Maybe some people will be looking her up, right, Bill? But anyways, I wanted to not forget her. And so here we go, Belinda. She's concerned about her sister, Bill. Her sister is 58 years old, and she went to the hospital. Now, her sister lives in Roswell.
You mean Roswell,
yes.
UFO, New Mexico?
Yes,
yeah.
Went to the hospital. And anyways, the doctor there gave her a drink, and they brought her down to the basement. Something about it was radioactive or something.
Whatever. Oh, yeah, they can sometimes do that if they're doing a radiological test, you could call a radiosynthesis scan, for example. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
like a thyroid scan, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was for her thyroid. And then, anyways, they took out, or she said, abraded her thyroid. What's going on with
what they did is they can remove up to 2/3 of the thyroid. They can't remove it all because there's too many blood vessels there, but they often do what's called a subtotal thyroidectomy.
Mm-hmm.
Because she shows cystic or precancerous changes or changes like phylloides cancer and other types of cancers that can happen to the thyroid gland. And they'll often do what's called a radioablation, which means they're trying to destroy the rest of the gland after the surgery by giving radioiodine, it just goes and fries it, so it dies. Now, you can't kill all thyroid because it's going to come back to some extent, and they're hopefully surviving good thyroid cells rather than the cancer ones. But radioiodine treatment for thyroid cancer has been used for a long time. I personally don't agree with it. I think you need to know what the cancer genetics are, and you do our nutraceutical protocol with a ketogenic diet, and you do gene-based cancer treatment. But if you don't take our nutraceuticals, everything else you're going to use will be useless, because you got to cut off the sugar metabolism and energy of the cancer, which our protocol will do. And it also works, by the way, our protocol works for autoimmune disease and chronic regional pain syndromes, because okay. The root of those all three things, chronic regional pain, autoimmune disease, and cancer, all have the same roots.
So why do they give her a drink?
The drink contains radioiodine to destroy your gland.
And what's going to go through your whole body, isn't it?
It's going to get concentrated in the thyroid gland, but it's going to go through wherever there is iodine.
Right?
It's going to damage mitochondria throughout her body, yeah.
Wow. It's kind of a scary thing, isn't it?
It's a stupid thing. I don't agree with it.
Okay. Well, Belinda was happy that you talked about a keto diet, too, and she had a question, Bill. And it was that, she wanted to know if a keto diet can be done without meat.
Yes.
Consuming only eggs, butter, cream, coconut oil, fatty fish, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. She also had a question about statins. So many men I know, she says, are devoutly listening to their doctors and taking all these meds that have serious side effects.
Yeah, well, first off, the medical class nowadays are like a priesthood. And they treat the doctors like they're magnificent deities. That's what MD stands for, by the way. Either that or stands if you're making...
I never would have guessed.
No, the other thing that they use actually, MD stands for Mordo, or it could also stand for more diseased brain tissue.
Or? Okay.
Or more dumb. One or the other. Anyway,
you're an MD, remember?
Yeah, but how do I say, more desirous to try to make you well. How's that? More desire to make you well.
Which MD. One of those MDs are you?
I'm the more desirous to make you well. Anyway, so what do you want to do here when you're dealing with these statin drugs? Don't ever take any medicines. First off, they get rid of cholesterol. They damage CoQ10. Now, CoQ10 wraps around fatty globules that go through your arteries. So if you don't have the CoQ10, the fat globules hit your artery walls and burn it, and they activate a thing called homocysteine, and they fry your arteries. So you actually get unstable plaque, because when the macrophages, meaning big eater cells, eat those oxidized cholesterol and oxidized lipid fractions like small particle HDL, they die, and they form a thing called a foam cell. And platelets and fiber degradation products land on them, and they form layer after layer like a Haitian tar paper shack.
Mm-hmm.
And if they calcify, they can break, either with a pressure change or stress or inflammation, and then they can either create a clot that blocks the artery off, or they embolize and throw it down the artery.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. Second thing it does is when you take an HMG chorioreductase inhibitor, it affects the production of... Two-thirds of the weight, dry weight of your brain is actually made of cholesterol or cholesterol origin source molecules like cerebrosides and gangliosides.
Mm-hmm.
And the oligodendrocyte myelin sheath on your nerves. So, for example, 5 years ago we had Dr. Graveline from NASA in, and he was taking a statin drug because his doctor told him, you're a NASA doctor, you must be smart enough, you're going to take a statin, aren't you? And he said, yeah, doctor. I guess he said, yeah. And unfortunately, within 3 months, he couldn't recognize his wife. Within 6 months, he was demented. He was now basically drooling.
Mm-hmm.
And his family said, we're not going to give you any more of this damn drug. And they realized what's going on. Now, if you did a T1 weighted MRI scan, you'll actually see he lost the myelin sheath to a connection to his forebrain bundle and his hippocampus. So he actually lost his ability to think or remember anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, and the third thing it does to you is really bad. It actually cuts off your production of male hormone. So you turn guys, and their male hormone level hits the floor. So you affect their adrenal glands, so their hormone level drops. Bad idea. So you make them dumb and demented.
And can have some.
You can make them vascular disease, right? And then you make them strong men into pre-pubertal boys. How's that?
Okay, Bill. Can we go on to the next one?
Yeah, okay. I had a little fun with that, you see, so that's why it took too long.
Okay, Joe, let's see. Joe has, I think I just talked to him for a little little while, the first of the week. He's one of our regular customers. I can't remember where he's from, but I did remember him telling me about his wife being 3 months pregnant. And they've been taking Nutridyne for years and wanted to know if it was okay for her to continue to take the Nutridyne.
Yeah, you take Nutridyne, but you also want to take things for pregnancy. For example, BioLVR, which is giving you B12 and folate to make sure you don't get neural tube defects. Mm-hmm. You want to take ferret to keep your iron levels up because your baby's going to take the iron into your body whether you like it or not. And take Bone Generator and Micell D3 especially. Those are, and of course, the Vitamin Mineral Max Minerals Plus will give you the activated minerals and vitamins so you build a healthy baby. And, you know, those give you core. And it's very important to take fatty acids. If a mother takes Neurogen, which is DHA from algae, and takes Omega, like Omega Supreme Pro, our new one, or Omega Krill, what they do is they help to make sure the baby's brain, which is made of omega fatty acids, especially DHA. After research done in Ohio 30 years ago in America, the Japanese 25 years ago made it the law that all baby formulas had to include DHA. It's not that the law here in America, but in Japan, everybody, all of the baby formulas have to have DHA.
So which means our new Omega Supreme Pro, I love that.
Yeah, it's 400% more absorbed than regular. And, of course, the other one we have is Omega Krill, which is from Antarctica, the only supplier. It helps protect your artery walls. So I like to take one of each. Even just one of each is so powerful just in the morning that it's so powerful that you've made a major difference in the chance of vascular illness.
I just one, and I take the Omega Supreme Pro.
The Pro now is small, too, and it's slippy. The way it designs little micro bumps on it, and it's half the size of the other one. But it's
now,
four
remember,
times stronger.
Bill's idea is small. It's not small. It's almost an inch long. God, I don't think it's that small, but it does slide down nicely.
We'll get caliper so it measures it.
Really?
Probably 3/4 of an inch, but it's
yeah.
But it's the way it's shaped.
You call that a small
and little micro bumps on it. It's very slippy when you get
it
wet.
It is
very slippy.
For me, you know what I'm like, a half glass of water per
Yeah, bit. Some pills, if they got a sharp edge on, even if they're like a quarter that size,
they'll
catch in your throat.
I know.
But this doesn't catch.
Walter Bill from New Jersey, he said he has leaking veins, and he likes to take his blood pressure frequently, and he wanted me to ask you if he should get an electronic one because someone told him that they're not accurate, electronic blood pressure cuffs.
The one I'd recommend if he wants to see how his veins are doing his arteries mm-hmm. is a BioCuff. We have them on, if you purchase one, it'll measure his pressures. The best way to measure your pressure is to make sure that the center part is over your brachial artery mm-hmm. and you're laying down for 5 or 10 minutes first.
Is there any difference between that new one, you know, the electronic one that measures, and the one like you always had in your office? It was, you know, you pump it up yourself.
Well, it's always better to have somebody listen to your artery.
Yeah.
But if you want to measure blood vessel stiffness, the new BioCuff is more accurate.
If you're doing it without your doctor,
Yeah. The BioCuff is what I use at home. Uh-huh. But you can, if you actually have somebody listening to the Korotkov sounds, which is designed a couple hundred years ago, where you can measure the sounds.
The what sound?
Korotkov, right?
What's that?
Yeah, he's a guy, an Eastern European, that designed the idea of sounds that determine if the artery is being pinched or squeezed or not, and what's the diastolic lower pressure in the system or the high pressure.
So when you're listening to a patient's blood pressure, and I often see, and we've all been to a doctor getting that done, now you're the doctor, what is it you're listening for?
Well, you're listening to the change in the sound. You'll hear the bump, 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 which tells you at the top of the pressure,
uh-huh.
which is systolic. And then when you hear it start to fade, that's the start of the diastolic. When it's gone completely, it's the end of the diastolic. So
and
when you're
does
actually,
that sound like?
You'll just hear a boom, 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 and it'll fade, right, and disappear.
Uh-huh.
Now, what happens is, if you're actually listening to it, because I asked people, including doctors, I said, does your heart pump the blood to your tissues by itself? And the answer is no. The heart, when a healthy person, pumps about 30% of the blood, and 70% is pumped by your arteries. So
it's
when the heart,
really important, your arteries.
Right. Now, the second thing is, does the heart pump any blood back to itself? Zero. There's not a drop of blood that the heart pumps back to itself. It only pumps out to the lung fields. So your veins and venules, if they don't pump the blood back, your diastolic pressure is high.
Oh,
so the lowest, which is a more important number of the two, determines mm-hmm. if your veins and venules are pumping the back to your heart. So if your diastolic pressure is high, it means your veins are failing. Your veins and venules, which actually pump the blood back.
Uh-oh.
And that's actually a more important number than even systolic, because if you look at the blood pressure of an athlete doing extreme sport, mm-hmm. they have no diastolic pressure. It's gone. So you've got like a power runner or whatever, and you measure it, their systolic might be 240, where they spike their pressure up, but it only lasts for like a fraction of a second or so, and it drops, but there's no measurable diastolic, so their arteries are open wide, and their veins and venules are pumping like crazy to pump the blood back to their heart. Otherwise, there's no blood to pump out. It's a cycle, right? So if your vessels are not working, they're calcified, they're non-peristaltic, whatever, if you're not making nitric oxide, you don't have active mitochondria, because two-thirds to three-quarters of the weight of the media layer, the muscular layer of your arteries, is just mitochondria.
So what happens is that makes your blood pressure go up. So if you have stiff arteries, like hardened arteries, that's going to make your blood pressure go up.
Oh, yeah. Your heart is pumping against resistance, too, and eventually they calcify. So if you do a high-speed CT scan, calcium score, and you see a calcium score is really high, let's say in a woman whose family dies early, that's not good. I had one lady I remember years ago in my practice in Denver, and she had calcified arteries in her mid-30s. And all her family, male and female members of her family, died early of heart disease in their 40s and 50s. So when I saw it, I said, her calcium scores look like a 90-year-old male. It was scary.
And didn't you tell me the best product for that is the Omega Supreme Pro, our new...
That's number one, Omega and the Supreme second one is the full vitamin
K2. Yeah, and if you can only afford one, that's
start with the Omega Pro.
Preventative right
Yeah,
there.
Cardiovasc first, which is our heart formula, and then the Omega Pro.
Bill, we'll start with Shannon. She's from Hawaii. Hello, I'm emailing you in hopes that maybe you could help me with my condition and symptoms and find a cure. I am a 22-year-old female and on multiple medications. My first condition was diagnosed at 17, and it's interstitial cystitis.
Interstitial cystitis.
I have suffered many years with this condition, and she's, of course, the doctor's prescribed her medication for that. And she also suffers with frequency, chronic pelvic pain during intercourse, and an urge to urinate only to have a few drops fall out, and pain after urinating. She also suffers from PCOS, Bill. Wow, she's got a lot of stuff there.
Okay, well, there's three different areas that need to be investigated. For sacral and pelvic pain, she needs a digital thermogram and an Axon 2 scan to look for the pain generator. Okay, for the interstitial cystitis, the most common cause it's missed is basically rheoplasmin urealyticum or trigonitis. It's a trigonitis where there's a stealth fungus like yeast, candida, or some other stealth fungus, or an unusual organism like Trichomonas vaginalis or some other mycobacteria. And the problem is the cultures are often negative. But the usual antibiotics the doctors give only deal with one of the copathogens, and they don't really clear it. Our antipathogenics will clear it. They go through the biofilm, because often there's biofilm that blocks you killing it. So we use Nutrishine, NutriSilver, and Alisamid. I'd recommend all three for this person, as well as Nutri Defense to stop the virus or bacteria from chronically, because you can have a chronic viremia in the bladder wall. And to stop the bladder spasm, you use Bladder Up, a soft gel morning and night, and Swedish flower pollen, alpha-1 blocker, 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day. And she should be taking high-dose Power C, because when you alkalinize the urine, it'll help to kill off the pathogens as well. So taking Power C Plus will alkalinize your urine. And she may have what's called a sacral nerve or pain generator and the digital thermogram, etc. Polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS, is caused by two things. There's a stealth pathogen usually in the pelvis, and there are biotoxins that trigger off the abnormal hormonal conversion. So she needs the hormone synergy, number one. And number two, she needs to find out what toxins are in her body to detox. And we start off with life support, xenoestrogen detox, and semethyl. And that will start pulling the toxins
out. Life support.
Life support's number one. It's a phase two detox. And then the xenoestrogen detox and semethyl, lemon flavored granules. Because a lot of time when you find the toxins, that's why PCOS occurs. It's toxin induced abnormal hormone conversion. You form cystic lesions in the ovary. They can even make male hormone, which will cause hair growth, etc., and other problems.
When we come back, Bill, Brian from Pennsylvania.
Sounds good.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Pennsylvania. Love the show. I have some dental work I've been putting off for a while and have an appointment in 2.5 weeks. Definitely need a root canal extraction on 2 teeth. Major problem is the tooth to the left of my upper left middle tooth, I'm pretty sure, is dead, nerve and all. The infection worked its way up the canal behind my sinuses, and now I have a tingle-like feeling in my forehead behind the skull. Almost feels like something crawling around in there. That doesn't sound good, does it?
Well, first he's doing a little self-diagnosis. What he needs is a pan x-ray. It'll determine where he has osteomyelitis and where he has NECA or abscesses and pockets of pus.
When he goes
Secondly, he needs a biological dentist, not a regular dentist, because if they put in a root canal, they'll put in gutta percha, which is cadmium, and it's bad. It'll destroy your brain. It'll destroy your artery walls because cadmium is a heavy metal toxin. And you can reverse MECA with also Lumen Photon and our protocol for reversing MECA with Bone Generator, Micell D3, Myco D2, and Collagen Max, etc. Because you have to regenerate the enamel and the tooth and the Sharpe root connections to the to the membranous bone. The bone doesn't get less dense; it actually retracts away from the tooth, causing holes or pockets called NECA. Mm-hmm. So. You want to see a biological dentist. Do not let a non-biological dentist put in a root canal.
Why would it be feeling tingling in his forehead? That means the infection's probably...
No, don't assume that. Yeah. It could be a separate problem completely. The most likely thing, if it's in your forehead, your sinus infection is infected, number one, which mm-hmm. can start off with a tooth infection that can track into your maxillary, mm-hmm. then it has to go through the ethmoidal sinus to get all the way to your frontal. So there's or it could be a frontal neuritis where you actually have occipital neuritis in the back of your head. So there's multiple possible causes, or you could have TMJ problems. So it's not good for him to try to self-diagnose. I mean, the average doctor doesn't have the training that I have and experience to do this. Why should a person in the public think that their self-diagnosis is of any value? It isn't. It actually can get them into trouble by going to the wrong doctor or accepting inappropriate treatment that can hurt them.
George from the UK. A woman I work with has a son, 17 years old, who is diagnosed with Crohn's disease. Surgery to remove the affected area. This seems rather drastic to me, as it will result in this young man having a temporary stomach and all that.
Stoma.
Implies. Stoma?
What's stoma. Every stoma where they move his bowel wall to his abdominal, you know, his bowel to his abdominal wall.
Oh, sometimes he forgot the CH. Actually, he said stoma.
Stoma, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so a temporary stoma. So he said, I was wondering if you'd recommend an alternative and a less aggressive treatment.
Yes. Autoimmune diseases, I use the same cancer protocols for cancer and regional pain syndromes. Malignant RAS, malignant block, ellagic acid, ceruloflexin, Inflamax, and their anti-inflammatory cell defense plus, and omega fatty acids like omega 7 pro, etc. This full protocol will shut off, along with a ketogenic diet and mild hyperbaric oxygen, shut off the autoimmune disease. And then with probiotics, living probiotic ultra, and I've heard some people say they need prebiotics. Prebiotics are in our drinks, like Aegis and Lysoport. It's a minor factor. The prebiotics are already in our formulas for living probiotic, the results exchange from Paris. It's not necessary to somebody marketing saying you need a prebiotic. That's foolishness. We have the most powerful probiotics on the planet. The Howard Hughes strain we have, it's so powerful you can go to Haiti and you won't get dysentery. Mm-hmm. So what happens is with Crohn's and ulcerative colitis, they have what's called immune homology. Toxins in their body attached to body protein, because they usually have small bowel overgrowth. And leaky gut allows large protein molecules to get through the splanchnic circulation to the Peyer patches in your bowel wall and the Kupffer cells in your liver. And they sensitize your T lymphocytes to go and attack your bowel wall because it looks identical to the branching form of mycelia for Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is the fungus that actually makes bread rise. So the problem is the immune homology syndrome amplified by biotoxins. So you got to remove the toxins from their body too, mm-hmm. because the reason why they got ulcerative colitis is several things. Biotoxins like glyphosate in our food, mm-hmm. which is bad. We talked about it with Ann in the first and second hour.
And that's obviously in the UK as well. It's everywhere.
Right. So what you do is you get rid of the biotoxins out of the body. Mm-hmm. You turn off the autoimmunity. You recolonize the gut wall, and then it starts to heal. And you can use peptides to heal the bowel wall from our Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine in Europe. And our supplements, you have to be on our supplements, otherwise the peptides won't work. And we can regenerate your bowel wall. But I wouldn't rush into removing it, because if you remove the terminal ileum, you will not absorb fat-soluble vitamins, and you'll be permanently in a negative nutritional state for the rest of your life.
Our next question in an email, Claudio, his wife has this one. Bill, what's that?
Kidney rhizes, reverse the color.
Yeah, when we come back, can you address that? Let us know what that is.
Sure. I'll give you a picture here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, and we have a question regarding, I think it's a gentleman and his wife in Europe, regarding Pitti Reis's versicolor. Mm-hmm. I just posted the local literature. It's basically a fungal infection that triggers off an immune reaction in the skin, and it's also related to nitric oxide metabolism. We use our topical antipathogenics, NutriSilver, Neutrodyne, and we can have also our Alamax cream, and then, of course, orally, you'd be taking probably two or at least or three of these antipathogenics and Nutri Defense, and things to turn off the skin immune reaction, which would be DHEA pregnenolone cream applied four times a day, and then internally taking the Cell Defense Plus because you have a cytokine reaction in the skin that's causing it, usually in the dermoepidermal junction.
It looks, so, when you put the pictures up, it looked like what Michael Jackson.
Yeah, no, it looks a little bit like it. You're right. But that is vitiligo, where you actually have antibodies and your immune cells actually destroy your melanocytes in the skin.
Yeah.
This is actually a fungal infection, so they're raised red plaques of fungus that's actually often symmetric across your shoulders or neck, and it's a fungal infection. And our antipathogenics will go through biofilm, and the problem is if you just you can't just get the budding form, you have to get the branching form of the fungus. Mm-hmm. And Malassezia furfur is one of the most common pathogens, but there's other variants present in India and the Middle East and elsewhere.
Our next bill is Laura. Hi, Laura. Laura's been a customer for years, Bill. She's in Arizona right now. Dr. Bill and Michelle, I have been a regular listener of your show and a big fan of your NutriMeds for about 10 years. Has it been that long, Laura? Wow. Man, Bill, time is flying, isn't it? You have helped me.
Time is flying when you're heading toward a century.
Wow.
Would it be nice when we're doing this when you're 90? That's only 25 years from now, you know.
You think we'll be sitting here at 90?
Yeah.
We'll be. I pray to God.
You know what? I'll tell you what I learned.
That'll be funny.
With Karen and Campbell on Mountain Red Velvet, because we're working toward our DR version, is life extension, life reversal is coming. So we might be actually younger at 90 in 25 years than we are today.
I doubt it.
You know why? Anyway, because no one's older than a 7-year-old, so that 7-year-old version of us might be actually healthier than
us. Yeah, dream on. You have helped me in the past with various health problems, and I have always had great success with your products. Now I suspect that I may have gallstones or kidney stones. I'm 64, otherwise in good health and a very good diet, but I'm having pain on my right side and some back pain. I am hypothyroid, and I read that stones are more common in people with thyroid conditions.
Yeah. Actually, I got a call later, but I'll deal with this first. Mm-hmm. Firstly, stone formation, pretty simple. Take magnesium, potassium, citrate, and bio-LVR to stop the stones, as well as Cell Defense Plus to stop the inflammation, and gastroheal zinc carnosine for the bile ducts in the stomach and duodenum.
Okay.
Now, in terms of the kidney, you want to take ultrasimon B1, which will help prevent stone formation in the bio-LVR. What actually emailed me back said, oh, she doesn't think that was what's going on.
Oh, you've talked to Laura.
Yeah, I got an email back, and she thought she strained herself because of strain. Like lifting and moving somebody, I don't know if she's a health provider or doing, but she was moving somebody and hurt herself. And what I recommend there is, first off, do not see a doctor and get a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. You see a conventional doc, they're going to give you something like Flexeril muscle relaxant and a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Both will screw you up. And what you need is an anti-inflammatory like Inflammex, 5 caps twice a day.
Very safe.
Right, very safe. Good. Not going to wreck you up. And then you want to apply topically to the areas where you're straining injury, maybe some DHA pregnenolone cream to the area. And a muscle relaxant like our Spilkey's, which is magnesium potassium taurate to stop muscle spasms and cramps. You do not want non-steroidal anti-inflammatories or Flexeril muscle relaxant.
Rob, in an email, I really enjoy listening to you on RBN. I'm a 62-year-old male who's been type 2 diabetic for 16 years. I'm 6.5 feet tall.
Right.
It's 235, Bill, heavy bone, losing weight, was 260, so it's already down, on 50 units of insulin,
mm-hmm.
and 2 times 1,000 milligrams of metformin.
Right.
Do you have any NutriMed products for
Yes.
me?
Well, the core, and I'll just give you a core to start with, mm-hmm. is dibetylene with sinulin, which is a cinnamon extract.
Mm-hmm.
Biotin Plus, that contains the minerals for chromium, vanadium, and the other herbals that actually will lower insulin resistance. And berberstatin, that lowers glucagon because your liver will convert sugar, protein into sugar in your liver.
Mm-hmm.
The more advanced, we add leptin metabolic to lower leptin and insulin resistance, the glycemics for meal replacement, right? And Minerals Plus for the additional minerals. That's good.
Okay.
Now, that's important to understand that also diabetics are really prone to raising their levels of homocysteine in the arteries in their brain. So in the advanced protocol, I add S-methyl because you want to stop your brain, because basically type 3 diabetes is dementia. So when someone's getting dementia, they're most likely is they're already pre-diabetic or diabetic. UCLA last year, using their own criteria, found 69% of Californians over 30 were diabetic or pre-diabetic.
Okay.
Not 6.9, 69%, almost 70%. And that means that basically if you don't control these other reactions in your body, inflammatory reactions, that's why omega pro also is good, because mm-hmm. it's going to stop the imbalance of inflammatory fatty acids that cause heart disease 6 times more, vascular disease, and inflammatory changes in your body causing things.
Everyone should be taking
Omega Supreme Pro. Yeah.
Everyone.
At least
one of those things.
At least one a day.
By the way, Rob was from Nebraska, Bill.
Right.
We don't hear from Nebraska too often. Next is Rose in an email. 2 weeks ago, I fell and broke the proximal head and neck of my right humerus non-displaced shoulder fracture.
Yeah.
As well, x-rays showed that the head is lower in the shoulder joint than it should be. Surgery was not indicated according to the orthopedic specialist, and I will be in a sling-type apparatus for weeks. Which of your products can you recommend to help assist bone growth and healing and soft tissue and cartilage?
She needs to be in a proper sling because they're not going to pin the shoulder. So the head's rolling around inside the shoulder, which is a tensor joint. There's mm-hmm. five different muscles pulling on it. So she needs to be on a bone generator, six capsules after the two largest meals, a half hour, 40 minutes. Micell D3, four soft gels twice a day. Myco D2, two twice a day. Collagen Max, one twice a day. Full vitamin K2, two twice a day. And that is going to significantly speed up the healing of her bone. To stop muscle spasm and inflammation, I use Spilkes, which is magnesium potassium taurate for the muscle spasm. And topically, she can apply the DHA and pregnenolone to stop any local pain in the area because it's the skin and the Langerhans gate that regulate pain. You can add a tiny amount of curcumin if you want, but mainly it's just DHA and pregnenolone cream. And, of course, you can also use the some other things. But, you know, that's the basic core protocol.
Carrie from Casula, New South Wales, Australia. Hi, Carrie. You're from here every now and again.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, doctor. My brother is suffering through bladder pain syndrome, which he describes as an acute pain, like his bladder is full, and he has suffered from it before and feels it is brought on by stress and overworking. This is also affecting his sleep patterns, which do not help, and he's going for tests, but they do not show up any infections and have recommended anxiety pills.
Well, that's a completely inappropriate treatment. The first thing is, three most likely things with this man are, number one, he could have a pelvic or sacral nerve problem, and that means he may need a digital thermogram and an axon scan to find if he has a pain generator, and he could have sacral neuritis. Second is he could have what's called trigonitis, where you can have a low-grade infection like Trichomonas vaginalis or ureaplasm in the bladder. And the third, which is the most common, actually, is simple prostatism. So he needs prostate flow, at least one soft gel twice a day, and or antipathogenics is the most likely thing. He has a prostate and a bladder wall infection. So I give him NutriSilver, one spray or three drops per 10 pounds body weight three times a day. And to stop bladder spasm, Swedish flower pollen, one to two tablets four times a day, and bladder up one to two soft gels morning and bedtime. But that should stop his problem. But if it persists, they need to actually scope his bladder to make sure he doesn't have either bladder stones or do a biopsy to make sure he's not developing any bladder cancer, especially if he's been exposed to toxins. Because a lot of people working, say, around aircraft industry or toxic industry, they can get toxins concentrated and they can actually get bladder wall cancer or maybe even forming what we call gravel in their bladder. So he needs to be scoped by a urologist.
Next is Jessica. She's a naturopath in a clinic here at Bill. She sent all that information along.
Right.
And she says, hello, one of the providers at our clinic was watching your webinar and heard that you had a BH4 or something similar to that. What she wants to know is what would you be offering for someone that's, I guess it's for depression, right?
Well, the first thing is
that usually BH4 is usually for depression.
Yeah, first off, the BH4 is very difficult to get, and you don't need it because your body will make it if you take some ethyl. And you also, and that will actually
So if you take some ethyl, it'll convert to BH4.
Instantly. Okay. And it's way more powerful, and it's also a lot cheaper, and it's a lot more powerful. It's a methyl one sachet in the morning, a nitrogen sachet, 77% isomer, again, repeat at 2 p.m. I also recommend you take with it BioLVR or Superfolate Power Methyl B12. The tetrahydrobiopterin, which is what you have there, is basically if you take some methyl, your body will make plenty of it.
Next, Bill, is Gary from Canada. Greetings from the Great White North. I am going to be ordering soon, and I would like your advice on a small lesion on my face. I had a similar one over 12 to 13 years ago. It started off small and grew to the size of a pea, and it was cut off, and the area was, what do they do?
Cauterized.
And you said that it looks like he thought that was, anyways, it left a hole.
Left a hole.
He sent you a picture.
I saw the picture. Left a hole in his nose, yeah.
Oh, okay, so you know the whole thing then.
Yeah. So what he did, he was working with an arc welder, and he either got a spark that landed on his nose or he burned it with the ultraviolet light from the spark arc welder.
Mm-hmm.
It can also cause cancer, so he can go from a rodent ulcer to a full-blown cancer. So mm-hmm. first thing he needs to do is he needs to apply topicals, DHEA, pregnenolone, and a touch of curcumin. Not too much curcumin when you mix it in 4 times a day. And he needs a healing body balm from vitamin G12, which contains essential oils as well as minerals from the Dead Sea to help regranulate it from the base. Orally, he should be taking our Mountain Red Velvet and Collagen Max, as well as Her Majesty's Royal Jelly to regenerate the skin and the connective tissues there, and Collagen Max. And that'll help heal any nearest things to turn off the cytokines in his skin, which would be like Cell Defense Plus. But what he's dealing with there, he should protect it against cancer transformation, which is ellagic acid, at least 2 caps twice a day, and Maligna Block, which is sulfurphane glycosinolate. Each capsule goes into 5 pounds of broccoli seed to also do prevention against cancer, 2 caps twice a day. Because that lesion can actually become not only a rodent ulcer, it can transform to cancer. And if it gets a facial cancer, it can metastasize pretty quick. So you got to wear proper facial protection if you're an arc welder so you don't get a spark on you or burn your face with the ultraviolet light of the arc welder machine.
Okay.
Right?
Next, Bill, is, BOTA, BOTA, from Leuven, Belgium, L-E-U-V-E-N, Belgium.
Leuven.
Okay. Hello, Dr. Deagle and Mrs. Deagle, Mrs. Michelle. I want to order the 3 products for my son, Michael, who has autism. It was diagnosed in Belgium. She goes on to say, I think it's she, right? I can't tell.
Yeah.
In September, he says, she goes on to say that she can't teach him to go to the bathroom. He's afraid of big noises, pardon me.
Right.
And they go to the city, like motorbikes and
right.
stuff like that. And he has 5 years and he's 22
kilograms. Okay. So basically, 2.2 pounds per kilogram, he's very small. He's only about 75 pounds.
Okay.
So he's tiny. He's basically a dwarf.
Okay. Can you help her, Bill? It's kind of
he's asking for 3, so I'm going to give a core program.
He or she? Yeah. Bota.
No, Bota is his name. Bota is, I think, a gentleman.
Well, I don't know if it's a mother or father. You can't tell.
Yeah. Anyway, here's what you do. The first thing you got to do is you got to stop Bota for Brain on Fire. So I would start off with Cognition Plus because it contains a little bit of benbocetine that helps stop the brain and fire. And you say 3 things. Next one is Neurogen to remyelinate nerve fiber tracts that are delayed.
Mm-hmm.
And the third factor I would give it would probably be CDP choline because cholinergic pathways are delayed. Advanced, I would add some additional things for his brain on fire. I would add ultrathiamine B1 and uridine for the cholinergic pathways. And I'd add things like cell defense. So a cell detox glutathione and gamma E plus and CoQ10 ubiquinol to improve brain metabolism. These kids do well on a ketogenic diet and they do fantastic if they get a mild hyperbaric chamber. If you get a large enough one, you can share it among a bunch of families, and so it doesn't cost much, especially if you want to even purchase it among, say, 5 or 6 or 10 families in a group, and just everybody gets a time schedule, so they go in, and if you put it in, say, a community center, they get an hour. You know, 4 or 5 times a week, it'll transform these kids. And you get a chamber big enough, the parent and the child or a couple mothers can play in it with them. It makes a huge difference.
Okay, next, Bill, is another doctor, and this is an MD, Jeffrey. And he's saying, what can I order to get rid of eye floaters?
Well, what is an eye floater first? And there are 2 sources of eye floaters. The first one is oxidative.
Already knows that.
Being an MD. Well, there's 2 sources of eye floaters.
He needs the product, Jeff.
The first source is that you zap the tissue and you oxidize it with laser, so they've had laser retinal surgery. Or the second is they get inflamed eyes, either from a pathogen like Toxocaricatus or Canis, mm-hmm. or fungus in their eye because they're diabetic, or mycobacteria. So what you want to do is you want to take Cansi eye drops, 2 drops 4 times a day to each eye, carnosine D-Link, which is a tablet, and Nutritrala, Vision Max, which is going to help to protect the eye from oxidative stress. And you want to take cell detox glutathione to stop the hydroproxy, gamma E plus for nitroproxy radical, and Nutritrala and will help to stop the oxidative stress. It's very important to stop the oxidative stress in the eye because that's how these particles, which can be the vestigial vessel to the back of the lens, gets oxidized, and then you can see it in the visual axis. Mm-hmm. or there's a thing called what's called asteroid hyalosis, which are little soap bubbles inside the eye vitreous.
So what product would you say is best?
Well, I start off with the products. I just mentioned a bunch of them, but two. I would start off with using cell detox glutathione.
Mm-hmm. Number one.
Vision Max.
Number two.
And a Gamma A Plus.
Okay. Bill Davis, I don't know if you, I know you've been emailing back and forth with him. He has a life extension gym in the Cayman Islands. Mm-hmm. He, I guess he was supposed to have a knee operation, and he says that he had a low red blood count, and he didn't give it much thought, but they wouldn't do the operation, and he wanted to know how to bring up the iron. I guess that's the fair.
Well, the first thing we've got to make sure is he doesn't lose iron, that he's not losing blood in his stool. But a ferritin is iron-3 from beef spleen.
And our ferritin's great because it doesn't...
Yeah, and I take it along with the bio-LVR, either superfolate pyrimethyl B12, but our ferritin is great. It won't constipate you. Second level mountain red velvet will help. Right.
I love iron. I take it.
Yeah, iron-3, which ferritin is the iron to take.
Is it something you take every day or every second day?
Every day.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
We'll try to be fast. Okay?
Yes, indeed.
Mario.
And when you're out there,
from
without care,
here in Riverside, California.
Oh, yeah, Mario.
Mario?
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to get right to the cut to the chase. 39 years old and from age 20, suffering from psoriasis.
Psoriasis, yeah. And psoriatic arthritis.
At age 27.
Right. Firstly, it's an autoimmune condition, so he needs malignant rest, malignant block, ellagic acid, etc. Topically, he produces interleukin 27 in the prickle cell layer of the skin caused by a stealth pathogen that's triggered off by the infestation in the glands of the skin by mites. And they carry up to several hundred pathogens types, believe it or not. At least 20 to 30 we've already subtyped. Mm-hmm. But those mites carry them in their mouth parts.
I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, and they actually, what happened is at night they go out in your skin and it's like the red light district for mites. And then they go back in and then crawl back into your skin. Now, what happened to the people with psoriasis, there's specific antigens that trigger off in the production of interleukin 27. So the skin cell layers actually start to peel off in layers like shingles. And they pack up, so you get this psoriatic patch. Mm-hmm. Now, in the joints, they increase cytokine levels in the joints. So that's where things like arthritics is good. And Inflam X, 5 capsules twice a day. The arthritics, 1 twice a day. But the combination of turning off the immune system, getting on a ketogenic diet, applying DHEA, pregnenolone, and curcumin cream, and also the healing body balm I mentioned from MG12, which if you go to a link on our front page, you'll see the MG12 link. And if you use that code there, you're going to save an additional 5%. But go to the front page of NutriMedical.com. Autoimmune diseases basically respond to our combination of our special NutriMeds and a ketogenic diet really well. And you got to turn off the cytokines in the joint and kill off the pathogens in the skin. So we also use NutriSilver and NutriDyne topically 4 times a day. You separate it by at least 10 minutes to 15 minutes. And you take internally pathogen killers. Again, I'd recommend at least 2 of the 3, NutriDyne, AllicinMed, and NutriSilver, to kill them off, because these little pathogens grow in the deep layers of the skin and they continue to cause an autoimmune and homologous reaction against the pathogen, which is in your skin, similar to the proteins of your skin. Go ahead.
Anthony, in an email. Hello, Dr. Deagle. I am an African American. I have been getting gray hair ever since he was 28 years old, Bill. And now it's 12 years later, and he's really gray. He's from a family of 9 boys, 3 girls, and joined the military in 2003. And his brothers, most of them didn't get the gray hair, except for the oldest brother that's 52.
Right.
What can you recommend for that, Bill?
Well, gray hair basically is your telomeres and end your chromosomes actually talk to your cell membrane and bring in or block manganese. Manganese, if it doesn't get into your hair follicle cells, will turn off some manganese-dependent pigment enzymes. So what you do is you take a residual hair tonic if you're losing hair. If you're not, you just use the indium. The indium is you can use on your scalp.
Graying. So indium is good for gray hair?
Yeah, you rub it into your scalp twice a day.
Okay.
And then internally, you take some indium as well, a dropper at least a couple times a day, the morning and night. Okay. And you want to take our minerals and minerals plus and our vitamin mineral max, because it's the deficiency of primarily things like manganese that's getting into the cells. You also want to take
things. And that's in our vitamin mineral max?
Yeah, then you also want to take mountain red velvet that contains a lot of biomolecules and these trace elements. The indium will get it into the hair follicles that can switch the gene back on. And you can use Lumen Photon on the scalp at setting number 3.
The very simple thing is.
Yeah, the simple thing is
indiumese
on the scalp and internally.
And vitamin mineral max.
Vitamin mineral max and collagen max. And mountain red velvet. Yeah.
Thank you for listening today. We appreciate it. And we enjoy it, don't we, Bill?
Yes, indeed.
Is this your favorite hour all week?
Of course it is.
You have to say that.
The host with the most wonderful co-host I have all week.
God bless you. We'll see you next week in March, believe it or not.
That's right. March is coming up. We're marching toward the advancing term of Trump at TPAC, the Trump Political Action Committee.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.